Hi, this is Dave McDowell, and you're listening to a very special edition of The Raised Eyebrow about podcasting. Listening to some of the podcasts on openpodcast.org. Frankly, guys, at least one of them at least, makes me sick. Why in the world are you complaining about the state of podcasts today? Let me tell you a little story. I'm going to try and make this brief because this is a special edition of the Raised Eyebrow because I had to respond to this. I grew up wanting to be a radio disc jockey. I don't have any formal training to be a radio disc jockey. I'm just a dude with a computer who likes to talk. But I found an outlet for who I am. I found an outlet that hopefully people like to listen to me on. And I got this idiotic liberal that gets on podcast.org and starts, openpodcast.org, and starts talking about the state of podcasts and complaining about the state of podcasts today. Do you realize there are people all over this world who would give their left arm just to be able to speak their minds? And now that we are given an opportunity that technology has given us to speak our minds as fellow podcasters, this jerk gets on and starts just tearing what podcasting is all about. And See, he's got me so ticked off, I don't know what I can say here. I'm not gonna, you know, blow smoke up your butt and say, you know, podcasting is the wave of the future. And we need to jump on this technology. We all know that. I mean, I know that there's no doubt in my mind. A few weeks ago when I picked up a USA Today and I read about podcasting, I have the article, as Rush Limbaugh would say, I have the article right here in my formerly tobacco-stained fingers. It says, podcasting's popularity linked to its reality. And it was a whole article on what podcasting was and what podcasting's about. I loved it, and I jumped on it. I found out about it. I got right in on it because this is something I've always wanted to do. As a person who wanted to work in a radio, I wanted to do something like that, but I chose to give that up for the sake of the ministry. Here I am. I want to do this, and I got this idiot, this liberal idiot, talking about the state of podcasting and how it's going to become commercialized. Well, guess what? That's what America's about. America is a capitalistic society. Things are going to happen. Podcasting, I hate to break it to you, is going to become commercialized. But you know what? That's not necessarily a bad thing. And in this society that we have, people want to say that the commercialization is the enemy. And it's not. It's not the enemy. 9 times out of 10, when something becomes quote-unquote commercial, in other words, the capitalists get a hold of it and make it whatever they want, they make it better. Why? Because competition is good for the consumer. Guys, podcasting is the wave of the future, and I'm not trying to say that because I want to sound all high and mighty. I'm not trying to say that at all. It is the wave of the future, and I tell you, we might as well accept it. I don't accept this as a fad technology. I think this is something that people are going to see. They're going to start producing stuff. We've already seen people like the BBC jump on the bandwagon. Podcasting is going to happen. People don't want to take the time to tune into a newscast or tune into a radio show. They want to do it at their own convenience. People are buying iPods and MP3 players. It's going to happen. So why are we lamenting the future of podcasting? Why are we sitting around here trying to figure out what went wrong? because you know what? Nothing's gone wrong. This is what it is. And you know what? Right now, podcasting, I say the word podcast to most people, they don't have a clue what I'm talking about. I even have a buddy of mine who works in computers. He doesn't know what podcasting is. But you know what? People will know what it is. Sooner or later, people will figure it out. It's here. It's going to stay. And like it or not, it's going to become commercial. And like I said, that's not necessarily a bad thing. You guys can feel free to tell me what you want to tell me about my opinions regarding podcasting. I know they're not real deep. I didn't utter a lot of big words like this guy did. I didn't mention a lot of magazines. I didn't throw a lot of technological lingo about you guys, because frankly, I don't know all that crap. All I know is what I know, and I know that I love doing this. I love listening to you guys, and if I could do that forever, it would be good enough for me. But I love listening to people just spouting their minds, because that's what free speech is about. Free speech rocks. We're given this right as Americans to proclaim what we believe, what we think. It's incredible. Now, I know because some of you guys listen to my other show, The Reformed Coffee Shop. I've gotten emails. I already know that you guys don't necessarily agree with what I have to say. But at least we can all unite under this one banner. Free speech rocks, and podcasting is the future of free speech. Let's get on it, guys. Let's make this thing real, and let's shut up these idiots who want to lament what podcasting isn't, or lament what it is. Because you know what? Commercialization isn't necessarily a bad thing. This is Dave McDowell for the Raised Eyebrow. Free speech rocks.